She was 23 years old when she became part of the collection, not officially, not in any catalog or gallery inventory, but in the way he looked at her, photographed her, displayed her to his circle of wealthy patrons who sipped wine in his penthouse overlooking the Gothic quarter of Barcelona. Aoife Brennan had come to Spain to study art history, to escape the gray skies of Dublin and find herself among Gaudi's mosaics and Picasso's fractured visions. What she found instead was a man who saw her not as a person, but as something to curate, something to possess. And on a cold morning in March, when police forced open the door to his marble-floored apartment, they found her body arranged on a velvet chaise lounge, surrounded by Renaissance paintings and modernist sculptures, positioned as carefully as everything else he owned. The art dealer's collection had always been impressive, but this piece, the investigators would later whisper, was different. This one had been alive. Aoife had always been drawn to beauty. Growing up in Howth, a coastal village north of Dublin, she spent her childhood wandering the cliffs with a sketchbook, capturing the way light broke over the Irish Sea. Her mother called her a dreamer. Her father worried she'd never find practical work. But Aoife didn't care about practical. She cared about color and composition, about the stories locked inside old paintings, about the way art could make you feel something you didn't have words for. When she was accepted into a semester abroad program at the Universitat de Barcelona, she cried with relief. Finally, she thought, finally her real life could begin. She arrived in September, moving into a shared flat in the Gracia neighborhood with two other students, a German girl studying architecture, and a French boy who played guitar badly at 3 in the morning. The apartment was cramped and loud and perfect. Aoife spent her days in lecture halls and museums, her evenings at tapas bars where she practiced her broken Spanish and laughed at her own mistakes. She posted photos on Instagram, paella on checkered tablecloths, sunsets over Barceloneta Beach, selfies in front of Sagrada Familia. Her mother commented heart emojis. Her friends back home sent jealous messages. Everything felt possible. She was young and far from home, and finally, finally, living the life she'd imagined.